Although they started out way behind, the Democratic National Committee eventually exceeded the Republicans in contributions by several million dollars. More than 6 in 10 voters say they believe the U.S. is ready for a female president. This poll, conducted by the Siena College Research Institute, sponsored by Hearst Newspapers, found that 81% of people surveyed would vote for a woman for president. 53% think New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton should try for the job. Other polls identified the former First Lady as the voters' favorite for the Democratic presidential nomination. On the Republican side, 42% of voters said Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice should run for the White House. 33% named North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole. The pollsters found about 60% of voters said they expect a woman to be the Democrats' nominee for president in 2008. In contrast, they found 18% expected the Republican ticket to be headed by a woman. About 67% of those polled said a female president would be better for a male on domestic issues, but only 24% said a woman president would do better on foreign policy issues. A U.S. citizen who had been held in Saudi Arabia charged with plotting to kill George Bush. Federal prosecutors say the suspect, Akmar Omar Abu Ali, joined in an al-Qaeda cell while studying in Saudi Arabia. The alleged plot against Bush, believed to have started then, the indictment says, in 2002 and 2003, the man and an unidentified co-conspirator discussed plans to assassinate Bush, one to shoot him on the street and the other a car bomb would have been used. George Bush today used his toughest language to deny the U.S. has plans to attack Iran. He calls it simply ridiculous. He spoke after meeting with European allies and discussing Iran's alleged nuclear weapons program. Bush also mentioned, though, all options on dealing with Iranian nuclear ambitions are still on the table, and Bush said it's in our interest for Iran to be free of nuclear weapons. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered. Who's the model of a major union? SEIU President Andy Stern is stepping up to big labor and bellying up to the progressive bar. Plus, the investigation goes anon, anon, and anon. Pat boils the oil for food scandal down to the basics. Core Laboratories. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
Liz Winstead and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's about 6:30, almost 7 past the hour. Is it time to go home yet? Oh, my God. We're still on the road, still in Toledo, Ohio, and still want to thank WSPD Radio for providing facilities for us to do the program tonight. But you get road weary after a while. We have one more evening that we're going to be here, and then back on the road. And Thursday night, we'll either be doing the program from someplace in Kentucky or Tennessee, or it may be a best of, okay? A best of Malloy. Then we'll be back in the studio in Decatur by Friday. So you know how it gets, right? Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Feel free to jump in anytime you like. The crude oil prices are back up above $51 a barrel, which is not surprising. But what was surprising to me, a New York Times is reporting today that oil prices have risen almost 50% in the last year. 50% in the last year. Now, normally, when prices go up, demand goes down, right? Isn't that how it works? Customers in China and the United States, would that be you and me? Are not cutting back significantly despite the high prices. So it looks like we just adjust, right? And no, it's not you and me. We don't have that much choice where it concerns gasoline and fuel oil and heating oil and so on and so forth, right? Well, we do, but we don't think we do. Letter to the editor today, also in the Times, about our abandoned values. I have to tell you, I'm really over the word values, and I guess that's because, I'm over the word patriot. I'm over the word American. I'm over the phrase support the troops. You know why I'm over all those words and phrases? Because the right-wing crazies in this country have absolutely destroyed what used to be fairly clear meaning of the word patriot, fairly clear meaning of the word values, clear meaning of the word or the term support our troops. The right wing, the Republicans, have totally perverted. It's all over the landscape. Every single place you turn is wreckage caused by the Republican Party and the neo-fascist freaks who have taken over that party. But I digress. Letter to the editor of the New York Times about our abandoned values. The writer says the most disturbing thing about the 2004 presidential election was that a significant majority of voters believed that the Republican Party represented, quote, values, close quote. Yet under the Republicans' rule, we've become a nation that demonizes entire groups of its own citizens, abandons the poor to fatten up the rich, and wastes resources while polluting the environment in total disregard of the future of our children. And now, the writer says, we see the trashing of the most important pillar of our democracy, the presumption of innocence, and the rejection of cruel or unusual treatment. And the writer says it's easy to buy a proud to be an American bumper sticker at the dollar store. What is hard is ensuring that the values we are proud of are not abandoned. Well, and this is from a guy in Lincolndale, New York. Tell you what, Bob, those values have been totally abandoned. Not by you, not by me, not by people who tune into this network. Not by 50, 60, a million Americans who did go vote, who did not vote for the thug that's in the White House, but the ruling class has abandoned, the ruling party has abandoned those values already. Lies, deception, cheating, and killing. That's the Bush credo. You want some examples of the deception? When Bush came out with his the 2006 budget recently, we talked about that before we hit the road. And remember, got a lot of attention, did on our program. We talked about things that were going to be gutted, things were going to be cut, who the winners and losers were. The losers, of course, were middle-class America, mostly the middle-class Americans who had voted for Bush. Now, you know, some of us can take some perverse satisfaction in that, but it also affects the middle-class voters who didn't vote for Bush. Anyway, the big winners were the usual winners in Bush's America. But the press that the budget received, the proposed budget received, missed the most obvious problem with it. Did you catch this? Huh? Bush did not mention three major items that were not in his budget. First, the cost of war in Iraq. That's being handled now with supplementals. Did he get that $86 billion that he wanted the other day? I don't even know. It's supplementals. The cost of war in Iraq. Next, the $1 trillion, maybe a trillion and a half. That's $1,000 billion. And a billion is $1,000,000,000. Oh, never mind. At least $1 trillion to privatize Social Security. So that was left off. And the continuation of the tax cuts, which are set to expire, but Bush wants to make them permanent. Now, if you factor that in, Bush's budget is not the $2.3 trillion. It's more like $4.5 trillion. He's bankrupting the United States of America. You know that. Okay. Now, the question has to be asked, is this guy really that bad at math, or is he lying to us? Well, the answer is yes and yes. I don't think George Bush could add two and one. And is he lying to us? Of course he lies. He lies about everything, doesn't he? He lies about every time he opens his mouth. It's just a lie. But you're not going to hear those kinds of questions, are you, at a press briefing with the crack White House press corps? As Kirk Carraway, writing for the one of the Nevada newspapers, says, there's something about calling the president a liar on live television that scares the willies out of reporters, even when it's this blatant. Now, what will happen, somebody will ask a much nicer question about all this, and then the press will report his answer, even if it makes no sense. This happens all the time, and that's what is called objective journalism. That's reporters trying to tell all sides of the same story, to present all sides equally. I'm not talking about these right-wing liars that infest and populate most media. I'm talking now about print journalists, and not even all of them. As a matter of fact, a minority of them. But that's the way it used to be taught in J school. Don't take a position. That's not your job, journalist. Your job is to report. This faction says it's red. This faction says it's blue. This faction says it's green. So you report all three on the assumption that the reader can sort through the different claims and decide which one he or she agrees with, or better yet, which of the three is truth and which of the three are lies. But that doesn't happen anymore. Because now the people who are in positions of power in this country tell enormous lies, the old Nazi big lie, the bigger the better. And then when someone questions you about the lie you just told, you attack their patriotism. You say they are biased or partisan. And in doing that, you see, the press once again treats each aspect of the Bush lies as equals. As equal parts. And the lie is passed on as truth. Now, how many times have you seen that done since Bush stole the presidency in this country? How many times? I say every time, I don't care what the issue is. This is what he does. This is what the Bush crime family does. I just wonder, I wonder how much more of this we're going to take. I really, really do. Drug companies are back in the news. They are thoroughly pissed because there's an effort in Congress, mostly by Democrats, although there are some Republicans who are fighting this too, and we'll get to that in a second, why the Republicans are fighting it. But the drug companies are resisting efforts to prohibit Medicare from paying for Viagra and the other drugs for erectile dysfunction. There's an effort to not have Medicare, when the drug benefit, so-called, kicks in, pay for these drugs. We can imagine what the drug companies are feeling, right? We'll talk about it in a minute. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With custom cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-225-5991. With custom cabinet refacing from Sears, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. And best of all, with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request, not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Renovate your kitchen quickly and affordably with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-225-5991. That's 1-800-225-5991.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 22 past the hour. Yeah, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. But if you want to call the program, the number is 866-303-2270. Any of the stuff that you right-wingers or Republicans or conservatives want to refute or dispute, give us a call. I've got a little bit of patience tonight. As long as you make sense, I'll keep you on the air. It's just when you guys and you gals drift into right-wing rhetoric and insanity, that's when, it's like, goodbye. But anyway, now back to this this Medicare drug coverage that's coming in 2006. The drug companies have their bloomers in a wad because there is a bipartisan effort to get rid of the part of this Medicare drug plan that says Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and don't you love those names? That these drugs for so-called erectile dysfunction are going to be included in Medicare drug coverage, all right? Now, keep in mind that when Bush set this up, when Congress set this up, they passed this so that the government cannot negotiate with drug companies to lower the prices. It's whatever price the drug company sets for all these drugs. But I'm sick of saying erectile dysfunction drugs. Because that's not, I don't think that's why they're used. I really don't. I've got some friends who use these drugs, and they say, hey, Malloy, guess what? And it's like, oh, man, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. Do you have erectile dysfunction? No, but, man, one of these and a couple of brewskis, and woo-hoo! Yeah? The debate here is whether a drug used to enhance sexual performance should even be included in Medicare coverage. How many people out there are dealing with real physical or medical problems that desperately need some help, that desperately need a cut in drug prices? But you see, the drug companies know where the money lies. The money lies with these penis drugs, right? Hey, we got a penis drug for you over here. Now, for the people that say, well, hold on a second, Malloy, people who suffer from ED, people who suffer from ED, it's really a bad thing, and these drugs help. Well, really, if you look at the TV ad recently for Viagra, this young-looking stud, I don't know, he's in his mid-40s, right, walking down the street, he and his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, I guess it's his wife, and it's a Viagra ad, and he's looking in a lingerie, a window of a lingerie store. Have you seen the ad? Of course you have. It's all over the place. And then the little horns grow out of his head. Huh? Little horny? And that becomes the V for Viagra, just in case we missed the point. Hey, does that guy look like he's got erectile dysfunction? No. It looks like he might be bored in his marriage or thinking about how things used to be when he was more interesting, when he was more attractive. So what are they selling with that ad? Are they selling somebody who has had a serious medical problem or a surgery or a blood pressure problem from taking drugs or whatever it is, huh? No. What they are what they're selling. They're selling what is always sold in this country, sex. Now, that TV ad omits what is really indicated for this drug, which is treatment for erectile dysfunction. But that guy is standing there. The only way he's worrying about his penis is whether or not, he can have one of those moments. What drug is it that talks about it? If your erection lasts longer than a week, get immediate medical attention. Well, I would hope to shout. Oh, it's not a week? 3 hours? Okay, whatever. And when you stop and think about how many, you know, why should I be paying or you, be, well, damn. I was going to say, why should we be paying for, you know, some, you know, nothing against 75-year-old dude, but, you know, some 75-year-old dude who figures, well, I can't get it up anymore, but man, with one of these drugs, I'm just home free. You know, okay, do it. Go, fine, have at it. But, you know, why should that be included in Medicare? You know, if you're still at that level, man, okay, get a part-time job. I don't know. I understand these drugs are expensive. The Times says that they cost, what, about $2-3 a piece? Is that right? $4 or $5 a piece for these drugs? Jeez, per pill. Oh, man. You know what these people need to do, don't you? That's right. Okay, thank you. All right, what else? One more here, I think, and then we're going to take some calls. The Federal Appeals Court has rejected a program used by 5 western states to improve air quality in national parks and wilderness areas. You hear about this? The National Park Service's Air Resources Division reported this month that ozone pollution is getting worse at Yellowstone, at Rocky Mountain, at Craters of the Moon, at Canyonlands, at Mesa Verde, and at Grand Canyon. All those are national parks. Plus in the east, plus in the west. So they came up with a plan and said, well, you know, the western states, since they can't get any leadership from Washington, and now a federal appeals court has said, nah, that plan is not keeping with the Clean Air Act. You know, Bush's Clean Air Act. What you're proposing is clean air, and that's not going to work. Don't you understand? More of this when we come back. Stay with us. Your phone call's next. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Xanarex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer.
Music.
Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro.
Ableton Live.
Tractor DJ Studio. Hiramind.com.
HIRAMIND. The Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over the counter at drugstores everywhere.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. I'll talk with two out-of-work actors who wrote a hit play and in the process raised more than $500,000 for wrongly accused death row prisoners. And what did you do yesterday, huh? The creators of The Exonerated will make you feel really, really guilty. And our dream interpretations will make you feel normal again. That's Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Yeah, it's Mike Malloy. All right, this attempt to improve air quality in the national parks, a joint effort by five states out west, Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, and Wyoming. Is that six? No, it's five states. A court has said, no, you can't do that because it conflicts with Bush's Clean Air Act as written by Congress. Now, stop and think for a second. These national parks, and they are Yellowstone National Park, Rocky Mountain National Park, Craters of the Moon, Canyonlands, Mesa Verde, and Grand Canyon. Also, there's some other parks where the ozone is getting so bad and the haze is getting so bad that folks just, they can't go. I mean, they can go and you can cough for 2 weeks after. North Cascades in Washington State, Death Valley in California, Acadia in Maine, and the Congaree Swamp in South Carolina. I can also tell you that in the Blue Ridge Mountains, that comes through North Carolina and North Georgia. It's or sometimes referred to as the Smoky Mountains. The pollution there is becoming just, you can't deal with it. You literally can't deal with it. Now, stop and think for a second. In the states where there are emission control regulations for your car, right? Georgia happens to be one. When your car is at least 2 years old, when it's a brand new car, you know, you're all set. But once your car, I think it's 2 years, possibly three, you have to go before you can get your license plate renewed. You have to go to an emission control place. It costs $20, and they put the thing in your tailpipe. And oh my God, I sound like I'm reporting on something Jeff Gannon did. They put the thing in your tailpipe, and they measure the amount of emissions coming out of your car. Now, if it exceeds a certain level, you don't get your sticker. No sticker, no license renewal. No ticky, no shirty. You understand what I'm saying? So if I have a car that's dumping more than my little car's share of pollution in the atmosphere, I can't drive it until I get it fixed. Which is wonderful. That's the way it should be, shouldn't it? But if I am a coal-using, power-generating plant, and I am destroying five states with my emissions, I'm dumping mercury, sulfur dioxide, CO2, God knows what else, into the air. I'm killing fetuses. I'm causing children to be born deformed. I'm causing miscarriages. I'm giving people emphysema. Well, all I have to do is kick up my contribution to the Republican Party, and I'm home free. Now, at this point, you would expect me to say something like this. Son of a bitch, when is this going to stop? But I won't say that. I'll just sit here and go, wow, man, how can that be? Well, it's money, you see? So another example of the Bush crime family. And the act that is destroying the country, of course, is called the Clean Air Act. Oh, man. So a court has said that those five... Here's the kicker. Michael Leavitt, who's now the Secretary of Health and Human Services, when he was the governor of Utah, he helped write those efforts by Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, and Wyoming to cut this pollution, to cut specifically sulfur dioxide, which causes the haze. And now he's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Do you suppose Michael Leavitt that's not the EPA, it's the Department of Health and Human Services. You know what health and human services are, right? Huh? It's part of it's about breathing. Do you suppose Michael Leavitt, as part of the Bush administration crime family, filed a friend of the court brief as one of the governors who worked this out and said, hey, look, I helped work this out. Now I'm the head of Health and Human Services. This is killing people. You know, for some reason, I don't think he did. As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to bet my job that he didn't. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's the duplicity, the destruction of language, the hypocrisy. But by God, we will have coverage for Viagra in 2006 in the Medicare prescription drug plan, right? That the government is barred by law from negotiating price reductions. You buy one, it's a dollar a piece. You buy 30 million, it's a dollar a piece. Thanks to people like Tom DeLay. Thanks to the Republican Party. Air pollution. You know, I just can't believe it. I'm up here because the starting point was Atlanta, and it's not really up. It's just if you look at, oh, never mind. I'm here in Toledo, and Toledo is on Lake Erie, and Lake Erie, of course, is one of the five Great Lakes, and there's an effort right now to clean up This has been going on since I was a kid. No, I take it back. When I was a kid, we used to go swimming in Lake Erie. There was a place out here not far from Toledo called Crane Creek Beach State Park. You could go swimming. I and my sisters and brother went, brothers and sister went swimming in Lake Erie. You could fish. You could eat the fish. God, are you that old, Malloy? There is an effort right now to find funding somewhere. The states that contributed to dumping toxic sludge into the five Great Lakes, especially Lake Erie, when you think of the cities that ring Lake Erie and what they have done in the past 70, 80 years, it's incredible that these lakes can still support any life at all. But here we are. It's going to take billions upon billions of dollars to do this. About the cost of the war in Iraq to clean up all five of the Great Lakes. You suppose it's going to happen? No. Hell no. Double hell no. Because the people are in control. Understand that Jesus is waiting for the right moment to rapture people into heaven. So what the hell difference does it make if you have a clean Lake Erie or Huron or Michigan or Ontario or Superior? What difference does it make? And as far as air pollution, I mean, come on, folks. This is, you know, lakes, streams, rivers, air, parks, trees. Get a grip. Get a grip, Mike. Get a grip. Okay. Let's do some phone calls here, okay, before I, blow an artery. Diane is calling from New York City. Diane, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I just love your show. And I'm going to switch the subject back to Social Security. Because,
go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. I wish I had your gift of gab. But I'm going to give you some information, and I want you to put this together. This is what it really, really just galls me. It's been publicly admitted on all the talk shows and CNN and all over that the government, U.S. government, and this included Democratic administrations as well as Republican, were taking money, borrowing, in quotes, borrowing money from Social Security since the late 1960s or early 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Because Social Security had a huge surplus.
Right.
Okay? And they were filling up, they're plugging up their holes in the deficits in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
This went on until 1998 or 1999 or something when they said, oh gosh, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore. Now, Mike, if you belong to a union and your union has a dues deduction to put it into your pension fund, okay, and you don't have any choice on it, you belong to the union.
Right.
To me, it's just like the government taking the money from for your Social Security, for your
right
rate, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If the union then were to take those funds and to raise their salaries up to the top officials,
mm-hmm,
if they were to decide they needed a new headquarters and build a building, if they were decided they needed more support staff and they hired a lot of people,
we'd get new union leaders, wouldn't we?
That would be criminal offense, and those suckers would go to jail. The top, that's criminal.
That's true.
So now, why isn't anybody saying that? This is criminal. Those union leaders would be put in jail for embezzlement of funds.
Well, here's the only thing I can come up with. The union leaders don't write the laws that govern how they have to treat those contributions, whereas the Congress of the United States, whether it's Democrat or Republican, does write the rules. So if they need an extra $500-700 billion for a war here or there, maybe they just go ahead and in an appropriations bill, they put a little thing in there that says, oh, by the way, we're going to borrow this from Social Security. And then they have a vote on it. You and I never know. And then they either replace it, ha-ha, or they come up with a shortfall. And we get a Republican president like George Bush who says, oh, it's going to crash. We need to do something. So wow. I guess that's the only answer I can come up with, Diane.
Not only that, but now look what he's doing. He's implying that that Social Security just doesn't work because now we don't have enough. We have all these baby boomers
right
who have the audacity to live a long time
yeah.
and haven't been paying their fair share into Social Security, and now we're going to suck the blood of the young ones who are coming up, because that's the only way that they're certainly not.
That's right. Hey, Diane, repeat after me, and then we got a break. Repeat after me. George Bush is a liar.
He's a terrible liar.
He is indeed. Thanks, Diane. Right. Thanks for checking in. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Strange world desire make foolish people. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect GEICO commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. That's serious news. So please, don't expect me to go for cheap laughs with sounds like this, or this, or even this. I mean, nobody is known for saving you money on car insurance like GEICO, and now GEICO is cutting its rates in New York even more. So no jokes, no pratfalls, no clever asides, such as if you really want to laugh, you should see the tie I'm wearing right now, none of that stuff. Just important news from the company famous for saving you money, and of course, a talking lizard. Now GEICO's rates in New York are even lower. So call 1-800-947-AUTO today. That's 1-800-947-AUTO, or go to GEICO.com. Because when we say 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, we're not kidding around. And just so we know the difference, this is kidding around. Thank you.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You are indeed. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Okay, moving along now. One more thing here to toss in to the mix. I couldn't help but hear it on the radio. We have not been watching television for the reasons that I have mentioned over the past couple of days, but driving to and fro here in Toledo, listened to NPR radio, and I heard the soundbite today where Bush is in, I believe he's in Brussels, and he's trying to pimp his war to the NATO foreign ministers. And apparently he's pimping it pretty good because it looks like NATO is going to contribute time and money to train folks for Iraq. Now, a couple of the NATO countries are saying, no, we're not going to train them on Iraqi soil because, oh, I don't know, maybe it's illegal. But anyway, there's Bush pimping his war. And one of the things he said today, this notion the United States is getting ready to attack Iran is simply ridiculous. And having said that, all options are on the table. Doesn't that, now I can't say how that really makes me feel, or the Secret Service would probably come and request an interview. But when you hear that kind of a snotty 10-year-old statement, what does it do to you? Don't say, because you never know. You think you're home safe alone? With sneak a peek? Ashcroft may have planted something in your living room. So don't say anything. Can you think it? I guess you can still think it. And now the United States getting ready to attack Iran is simply ridiculous. And having said that, all options are on the table, including attacking Iran. Isn't that funny? Aren't I just a real pisser, huh? I'm just so funny. So yeah, I heard that sound bite. What do you call that other than childish, stupid? Alice is calling from Bermuda. I think Alice might have an answer to that. I guess you heard that that statement today too, right, Alice?
Yes, I did, and that's what I was calling you about too.
Yeah.
About that comment, whether you heard it. I know you've been kind of like out of the loop for 72 hours.
Yeah, but I heard that one. Yes, I did.
But it just shows you what a hypocrite he is and what a liar he is.
Well, also it shows me a little snotty, bully kind of
arrogant
attitude. Yeah, arrogant. That's.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, he thinks he's fooling everybody, but, well, for me, he's not fooling me. And I don't know how many Americans he's fooling, but, you know.
Well, a last count, I think he fooled 59 million.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, like, what you keep on saying is, how much more are the Americans going to take? Now, just because, like, when you live outside of the United States and you see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
you get a different perspective about what's going on.
Right, right.
And what is going on out there is absolutely horrendous, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are calling in and asking about why aren't there more protests and this and that.
Right.
But these people that are running the government right now, they got all their men planted exactly where they want them, you know. And it's really sickening, because when you see the United States and how we, if you're like over a certain age, you could see how good it was, and now how this one man is taking everything down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's a weird confluence of Nazism and Stalinism in the United States now, where these bureaucrats that are running the United States have kind of a Nazi flavor, whereas the foreign policy is decidedly Stalinesque. I don't know. I've not seen anything like this.
Yeah, I know. And I hope those European leaders don't fall for this baloney either, you know. I just hope they don't, you know, Bush doesn't, like, deceive them, too, the way he deceived Americans. But I think Europeans are a little bit... they're a little bit more up to date with what's going on.
Well, they certainly have that. They certainly have that different perspective you were talking about. Thanks, Alice.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling in from.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Bermuda, huh? Wish I was there. Ah. As far as European leaders, I don't know what possibly. What are there? 25 NATO nations now? About 25, and it's really become a joke because the original NATO nations. What were there? 7 or 8? The whole function of NATO was to be a counterbalance to the so-called Warsaw Pact put together by the Soviet Union, so that when the tanks came rolling out of Eastern Europe into Western Europe, there would be a united or unified defense. And since that apparently is not going to happen again, and probably wasn't going to happen from about, 1985 on, or maybe even earlier with all the nukes, well, you know, why send men and now women into the meat grinder? So NATO is being horribly misused. But I just wonder, I can't help but wonder what those world leaders think when they see this guy standing there saying something like, "We need any plans to attack Iran, that's silly. All options are on the table." All right, we got a Nation Minute here, some commercials. We'll be back. Stay with us. If you're on hold, we're coming to you. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
In secretly taped conversations made a few years ago, President Bush admitted to deliberately stoned lulling the press about his past drug use during the 2000 election. Quote, "I wouldn't answer the marijuana questions. You know why? Because I don't want some little kid doing what I tried." Instead, Bush used, quote, code words about his, quote, wild past to appeal to the Christian right as a sinner who had been saved. If George Bush is the Cheech Marin of turning past vices into present virtues, then John Negroponte is Tommy Chong. While ambassador to Honduras, Negroponte was involved in Iran-Contra, misled Congress about Honduras' human rights record, and denied the existence of CIA-trained death squads. So let's see, covert torture operations, involvement with Iran-Contra, and a history of lying to the press and Congress? Sounds like the perfect man with the perfect qualifications for the job of Bush's National Intelligence Director. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Okay, who put the Denorex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denorex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Hey.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Earthquake in Iran. Authorities say today's powerful earthquake killed at least 420 people in central Iran, and that toll is expected to rise. About 900 people were injured. Tens of thousands are homeless after their villages were reduced to dirt and stone. The early morning quake measured at magnitude 6.4. George Bush says today it's simply ridiculous to assume the United States has plans to attack Iran. He spoke after discussing Iran's alleged nuclear weapons program with the European allies. The assurance was his bluntest assessment yet on the topic of invading Iran. Bush also mentioned all options on dealing with Iranian nuclear ambitions, though, are, quote, still on the table. At a news conference with the European Union leaders, Bush said, "It is in our interest for Iran to be free of nuclear weapons." European leaders have been trying to persuade Iran to scrap its uranium enrichment program in exchange for financial and other support. Despite the fence-mending efforts in Europe, Bush does not agree with the European counterparts on everything, China, case in point. Today, Bush reiterated U.S. opposition to European plans to lift its 15-year arms embargo against China. He says the U.S. fears lifting the ban would upset the balance in the Asian region, especially between China and Taiwan. Bush says the U.S. is very concerned that transferring weapons will be the same as transferring technology. He says he understands the Europeans are working on a way to embrace U.S. concerns, but he isn't sure they'll be able to do that. In Beijing, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says abolishing the embargo would help move relations forward between China and Europe. The favorite to become the new prime minister in Iraq says poor security in his country is the first matter he will address if he takes office. The Shiite coalition that took 48% of the vote last month named interim Vice President Ibrahim al-Jafari as its choice for prime minister today. Top alliance officials say he got the nod after the rival, Ahmed Shalabi, dropped out of the race under pressure, perhaps promised a leading role in the cabinet. Some of Shalabi's aides suggest he will get a top job in charge of economic and security affairs. Shalabi says he dropped out of the race for the unity of the alliance. Jafari's only other likely opponent would be interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, whose party came in third after a Kurdish coalition. Officials from the Afghan government, the U.S.-led military coalition in Afghanistan, have told the Associated Press they're examining a military partnership which would include permanent American bases. Arizona Senator John McCain says today the U.S. should have such permanent bases in Afghanistan. McCain is part of a Senate delegation that has been holding talks in Afghanistan with President Hamid Karzai. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth. Put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer, Reason. Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro,
Ableton Live,
Tractor DJ Studio, Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Al Franken Show.
I was sitting with the general who is head of intelligence for special forces, and he told me that if we want Iran to democratize, the best thing we could possibly do is send Arnold Schwarzenegger to Iran to tell them, look, we're not going to attack you.
Did he say why Arnold Schwarzenegger?
They love Arnold Schwarzenegger in Iran. They also, for some reason, love Al Pacino.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio, broadcasting from beautiful downtown Toledo, Ohio, again this evening. We'll be here again tomorrow night from the studios at WSPD Radio in Toledo. We'll be back on the road then Thursday, and we'll either have a live program Thursday from a radio station in Kentucky or Tennessee, or a rebroadcast of a Best of Malloy program. We will be back in the Decatur, Georgia studios by Friday, for sure. Before I come back to your calls, the group of Brooklyn sixth graders, have you all heard about this? The New York City Department of Education is going to send a letter of apology to a soldier who currently is stationed in South Korea. What happened was... These sixth graders were given a social studies assignment by their teacher. Alex Kuhnhart is the teacher's name. Now, keep in mind, this is in the Post. And of course, the Post is... That's another one of Murdoch's rags. But what happened was the kids were told, you know, write this soldier a letter. So they did. The Post says... But the City Department of Education is red-faced. What does that mean? Embarrassed? Over the letters written by these kids. But here's the way the Post says it. City Department of Education red-faced over Brooklyn sixth graders who slammed a GI with demoralizing anti-Iraq war letters. We'll send the private a letter of apology today. Notice how they do that? Now, it's not the private's fault. Rob Jacobs, 20-year-old kid who's serving the interests of the Bush crime family in South Korea. Okay, that's where he is. According to the Post, he's stationed about 10 miles from the border with North Korea, and he's been told he might be shipped to Iraq in the near future. Well, of course, anybody who's in the military of the United States right now eventually will be shipped to Iraq or Iran or Syria or Saudi Arabia or whoever the Bush crime family wants to send you. It's not a matter of where you are needed, soldier. It's where the Bush crime family wants to send you to kill and eventually to die or get your arms blown off or your eyes blown out so that they can have their military bases and their oil and their empire. All right? So, anyway, the teacher said to the kids, write some letters. And I guess the soldier's name was picked. The kids didn't know that they were supposed to write pro-war propaganda. The kids didn't know that they were supposed to write soft puppy kitty letters to a soldier and say, hi, you know, we really love you. Kill a bunch of North Koreans for us when you get the chance. When you get to Iraq, kill some of those towel heads. The kids didn't know they were supposed to do that. So what the kids did... was express their feelings about war and death and destruction. Damn them, huh? Little bastards. Here's a whole class that's a candidate for Guantanamo. And the teacher needs to be sent to Saudi Arabia, where he could be tortured and then sent back to the United States and accused of plotting to kill the president, right? You heard that other story, I'm sure you have. What did the kids write? The Brooklyn sixth graders. One little girl wrote that she believes the soldier is, quote, being forced to kill innocent people, end quote. Well, yeah, he's being forced to do that. Is that a lie? And then she challenged him to name an Iraqi terrorist, just one. And she wrote in her letter, I know I can't. Ooh, you little snot. You're writing things like that? Oh, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl. Name an Iraqi terrorist? Bad girl. Another little girl wrote, I strongly feel this war is pointless. Well, okay. Okay. All right, get her name. Get her name. Let's send her to Diego Garcia. Or better yet, let's send her to Syria. They'll teach this little snotty sixth grader. I strongly feel this war is pointless. Why, you little commie creep, what does that mean? Eh? You little liberal? The war is pointless, sweetie. Another classmate predicted that because Bush was reelected, quote, only 50 or 100 soldiers will survive, end quote. Depends on what side you're talking about, son. Another little boy accused our soldiers in Iraq of, quote, destroying holy places like mosques, end quote. Aha! Well, there's a little kid that needs to be jerked around. Boy, don't you know that's not a holy place, a mosque? That's where infidels, that's where Christ haters go. That's not a real religion. That's who we're trying to kill. Muslims. God, the nerve of these kids, huh? The nerve of these kids. Now, you know what these kids were supposed to do. They're supposed to write uplifting letters from home to soldiers. And sure, that's always been a good idea when the U.S. military was used to defend the United States, to defend our freedoms, to defend our borders, or whatever the hell. I guess you have to go back a ways to really, honestly find a time when American soldiers were used for just that, right? Do we have to go back to World War II? Is that where we have to go back to? I guess. Can anyone tell me of a war since World War II where the U.S. military was not grossly misused for the benefit of political leaders who were either fighting something called the Cold War or who were using our soldiers and airmen and marines to establish empire or territory or seize natural resources? Huh? Can anyone tell me anything other than World War II or since World War II? Because I've tried to find something, and I can't. So this soldier they wrote to has been stationed in Korea for about a year. He was told he might be headed to Iraq. However, so far, no official order to deploy. But the young soldier said, if I were in Iraq, now listen closely. If I were in Iraq, the young soldier said, and read that the youth of our nation doesn't want me to be there and doesn't believe in what I'm doing, it would mess up my head, end quote. Well, soldier, your head is on ass backwards. Don't you understand what these kids, these sixth graders are trying to tell you? No, they don't support what you're doing, and they don't believe in what you're doing. And they don't want you there. They want you home with your mom and your dad and your dog and maybe your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. If I were in Iraq and read that the youth of our nation doesn't want me to be there and doesn't believe in what I'm doing, it would mess up my head. No, your head was messed up before you went there, soldier. That's what they pay those drill instructors to do, to turn your brain inside out, to make you think that it is perfectly justifiable to go to a country that's never done a damn thing to us except cooperate and start killing people. That's how messed up your head already is, soldier. Now, the young PFC said, he would welcome a letter from the Department of Education, City of New York, and the teacher. He said in an interview from his base in Korea, Camp Casey, he said, quote, I want to think these letters were coached by the teacher or the parents of these children. It boggles my mind that children could think this stuff. Let me tell you something, Mr. Jacobs, at one time you could think it too. But isn't that so typically right-wing killer? Well, it must have been coached! Sixth graders are supposed to lust after death and destruction and bombing and killing other children and blowing up cities and murder and mayhem. What the hell's wrong with this group of sixth graders, huh, soldier? How could they think that? How could they think that what I'm doing might be wrong? They must have been coached. Probably that communist pinko fag fairy teacher of theirs. Huh? I bet he's a Jew, right? Or worse, a liberal. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. A liberal commie Jew fairy pinko. Must be that. Eh? These people make me sick.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, Dear Mr. Oric, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oric XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house.
And you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 21 past the hour. So to the Brooklyn sixth graders at JHS 51, the kids really learned a lesson, didn't they, huh? Did they learn a lesson here? Because I'm sure that the kids saw this in the Murdoch rag, the Post, or, you know, somebody called them up and said, hey, wow, did you see what they said about you guys? Damn. So the lesson is there, right? The lesson is there. Learn how to spout the party line, spew the Bush crime family doctrine, or shut up. If you have the temerity, even if you're 11 or 12 years old, to challenge the idea that it's okay to invade countries and kill people for no reason, if you challenge that idea, what the hell is wrong with you, kid? So I think the kids in this, what we would call a middle school, I guess they call it junior high school, in Brooklyn, but these kids have learned something now, very valuable, haven't they? And we wonder how our kids get cynical, huh? And we wonder what turns our youth into cynics. Oh, really? Maybe this qualifies as an explanation, right? I'm surprised Limbaugh hasn't suggested that the school be machine-gunned, or Hannity hasn't suggested that the kids be rounded up and sent to a re-education camp. Isn't that what they did in Cambodia? Isn't that what they normally do in a communist country when you have this kind of insurrection among the youth? Re-education camp, and as far as that teacher is concerned, oh boy, let me get my hands on him, right? Eh? What a miserable story. All right. Through with a rant. Ben is calling from St. Paul, Minnesota. Ben, thank you for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How's it going in Toledo?
It's very strange here.
It's cold up here. The average temperature today was about 27 to 31 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Look, I was going to talk about Bush's little tour in Europe, but I apparently got caught listening to your previous callers regarding to the environment. Mm-hmm. And you were just talking, I think it was your first hour around 9 o'clock here in the Twin Cities, that you were talking about, what was it, the Yellowstone deal?
Yeah, all the national parks that are in these five states, the five state governors got together and said, look, first of all, we're losing revenue because people are not going to come. Secondly, and I'm sure this was second, it's destroying natural beauty, so let's do something here to cut down on sulfur dioxide. Well, the court has said, no, you can't do that because that would actually cut down on sulfur dioxide. And that's not the intent of the Bush's Clear Skies initiative. You see how it works?
Well, it's such an ironic about the history of Yellowstone because if my history books serve correctly, Yellowstone National Park back in the early 1900s, in the early 20th century, was founded by created by Theodore Roosevelt, who in fact was a Republican.
Right, but he was an environmentalist, and Republicans have now turned the word environmentalist into the same as the word terrorist.
Yeah, and also interesting enough that the EPA was actually created by Richard Nixon in 1970.
Isn't that a kick in the butt?
Yeah, it was right after the big fire in Cleveland on the
Cuyahoga River, and I'm not sure that Richard Nixon created the EPA, but he signed the legislation that allowed the EPA to come into existence. Now, I'm assuming that it was an idea that came from Democrats in Congress. I may be wrong. Maybe it was Nixon's initiative, and the Democrats wrote it, and the Republicans, as they always do, bitched and complained and reluctantly signed on, and then Nixon signed it into law. So I'm not sure if it was Nixon's idea or Democrats in Congress, but by golly, it was somebody's.
Well, I suppose there was probably a bipartisan between Democrats and Republicans, because it came right after the Vietnam War in 1968, and the Democrats split off between those who supported the war and those who were against the war. And I don't know. I don't have the clear information who was in Congress in 68, 69, 70, but the point of the matter is it's such a funny ironic for the right. Well, all of a sudden, they were at the beginning of their history, they all of a sudden were for the environment, like Theodore Roosevelt, who was the progressive wing of the Republican Party,
right,
or James A. Garfield, who was the Secretary of Treasury, who advocated for more controlling of the forests, and all of a sudden they flip-flopped after 1970, and then they're against the environment, and now it's the liberals' fault.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, and I think part of that had to do with James Watt, the fundamentalist freak, rapture, Armageddonist revelation, pile the bodies high so Christ will come back, Reaganite, Department of the Interior. Was it not Watt who said Christ will come back when every tree has been cut down? I mean, these were sick people that began to bore into our system of government back during the Reagan years. Reagan was responsible for more destruction than I think any president, because the destruction he was responsible for is long-lasting and permanent. Hey, thanks, Ben. Got a boogie. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Yeah.
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Maturity Report.
Now, I'm certain that most Bush supporters don't know thing one about the tax code or anything, and I don't know these things until I read them either.
But I do take a goodly portion of every day to learn about my world and learn about my government and learn about my tax code and all of these things because it seems like a really productive use of my time. It's like flossing or going to the gym, neither of which I do, although I always tell people I floss.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office and foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do, don't you, George? Oh, my God. 26 before the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Ernie is calling from New Jersey. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Okay, I'm excellent. When I read, I can just imagine this buffoon in front of 25 educated, intelligent world leaders selling this bill of goods. And I wonder if you offered him a dime for helping him in his pointless war. And I wondered if he had anything to say about the staggering blow he's about to wreck on the world economy between his $1 trillion. It's $1.3 trillion this year, Mike.
Really?
They say with the government, you have a balance of payments deficit of $60 billion a month to China.
Mm-hmm.
I forget how much we go to Japan. Plus, they're buying up billions of dollars of our debt and extending us loans for us to pay off the interest on the debt. This is phenomenal. They don't give you all the real numbers. This is going to be a major wrecking ball to the world economy. And what's worse is they might have to survive by switching off the dollar and going to the euro,
mm-hmm.
an Asian currency.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our mathematical genius of a president apparently can't do the counting. Redding doesn't mean anything to him.
So. No, it doesn't. You know, I'm sure you've been reading the stories in the past, a year or so. A lot of them were featured in the Times about around military bases where they have these payday places where they'll loan you $100 and you got to pay back $500. You know, this is like mob stuff. We have
loan sharking.
Yeah, where they're not military, they're people who set up these loan shark places around military bases because they know soldiers are always short of money. You go in and borrow $100. The vig on the $100 is something like $40 per week, which works out to what per year? It's incredible. All right, here in Georgia, I'm not in Georgia, I'm in Ohio, but in Georgia, they pass a law against this sort of thing. A lot of states are passing a law. There's always a loophole. But the reason I point it out, this is exactly, only worse, what Bush is doing to the whole damn country.
Yeah.
Putting us so far in debt, we can't pay the vig, we can't pay the principal, and eventually the muscle boys are going to come, i.e. the Chinese, and say, the note is due, pay up.
Or we switch currencies. Your economy is no good with us anymore.
Well, that's what the muscle does. Right. Now, on near the military bases, they get the soldier in a dark alley and beat him up or drive him crazy till he kills his wife. What they will do on the international stage is what you just said. They'll say, all right, your money's not worth crap anymore. We're going to the euro.
You know, they want to starve the government so they can privatize everything. So it would be just like a banana republic. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your call, Ernie. That's that's the truth. If some punk did this on the street, what Bush is doing out of the White House where it concerns his economy, the Bunko Squad or the fraud unit would be on him like white on rice, right? You know that. Bush takes an entire economy. Remember what he was handed. And I don't care what the right wing says about the Clinton economy was tanking. No, it wasn't. Maybe the NASDAQ was adjusting. What the hell was it at the time? 10,000? 5,000? I don't know. I know it was way up there. The country was in the black. The national debt was being paid down. Our paper was worth something. Remember what happened when numbnuts came in here and started ruining the economy. What did, Greenspan have to do? Over and over and over again. Cut interest. Cut it. Cut it again. Cut it again. Cut it again. Cut it again. All the people who were relying on interest rates of 5, 6, 7%. For their investment portfolio. All of a sudden, they see their... I'm talking retired people. They see their income go in the tank. And I don't care if they're wealthy retired people or retired middle class. I don't care. This is money that they set aside. What happens? What happens when the prime rate is 1%? Huh? And how many of these morons got out there and voted for this jerkwad again? Huh? Do it to me again. Bohica. Unbelievable. So, yeah, Ernie's right, except Ernie didn't take it far enough. None of us ever take it far enough. We just sit there and go, he's ruining the economy. The way Greenspan manipulated the interest rates in order to let this sucker do anything to make the economy turn around. Anything. Interest rates of 1%. What the hell are we? Japan? What was that? Now, you and I didn't pay 1%. Oh, hell no. Yeah, I've got a couple of credit cards, and you know, you got to have a, excuse me, you got to have an interest rate. You know, and I go to the mat with MasterCard and Visa and say, look, you know, what is this 14% crap? Now, Kathy doesn't let any balance go beyond, you know, when the bill comes in, the bill is paid. We put most everything on Amex because, you know, there's no slack there. But something, you know, you go to a place, no, we don't want Amex. Okay, MasterCard or Visa. Now, before we got married 9 years ago, I would carry balances. Woo! Kathy took a look at that and said, what, are you out of your mind? So it doesn't happen now, but the cards still say 8, 9%. How many people in this country have those high-interest credit cards that pay that charge 11, 12, 13, 14, 18, 21%? And what is the prime rate? What is the overnight rate? There's 1.5 now, 2 maybe? Who's getting rich? Huh? Who's making the money, and how are they making the money? Are they manufacturing something? No. Are they producing something? No. Are they growing something? No. Are they trading something? No. Are they importing, exporting? No, no. Well, how are they making the money? Out of your ass, that's how they're making it. Out of your sweat and your blood. Thanks, Bush. Unbelievable. Isn't it? It's just ruining the United States credit rating. If we were, oh my God, if this could be reduced down, all these numbers, all these red numbers, all these terrible numbers could be reduced down to family level, and a family had the kind of credit profile that the Bush crime family has done to this country in 4 years, if a family had that credit file, a credit profile, you couldn't finance a popsicle. If a family had a comparable credit rating to what the United States has, or a credit profile, I should say, and you wanted to buy a house, how are you going to do that, huh? Put a third down and pay 22%? Oh, sure. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, you can do that. Nobody talks about this, huh? Ernie brings it up, and, you know, I can imagine a lot of people listen and go, oh, damn, they're talking economics. What's on NPR? No, come on. This is part of the damage, if not a major part of the damage, that this thug is doing to this country. Meanwhile, he's over in Brussels, prancing around like the freak that he is. Say, oh, well, who said we're going to invade Iran? We're not going to invade Iran. Now, having said that, all the options are on the table. Aren't I a little tough-ass? Huh? Aren't I tough? You like that? Cross me. Argue with me. I'm not going to blow up your country, but, you know, all the options are on the table. You want to come to Texas? Hey, let me tell you about my friend Jeff Gannon. Boy, is that an interesting story. I'm getting too cynical tonight. I really am. This is awful. I'm embarrassed. Jackie is calling from Akron, Ohio. Jackie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, by the way.
Oh, sure. You're worth it. Believe me. Well, now that you've seen beautiful Toledo, you should cruise through Akron. It's just astounding.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Picture, postcard.
I remember when Akron had jobs, when Akron was B.F. Goodrich.
And Rubber City, USA.
Rubber City, General Tire, and
Firestone. Goodyear.
And
Mohawk.
You could have a job, one member of the family working, and you could pay your mortgage and send your kid to college and take care of mom and dad when they got old and have a place at the lake.
Well, exactly. And this was known as the capital of West Virginia, though. If you remember that, because that's where a lot of the rubber workers came from. Mm-hmm. And this place stunk to high heaven, but there were jobs and there was money. That's been long gone.
Yes.
But I called in when you were talking about Viagra, and I've commented on every other word you've said, as always.
Yeah.
And you've ticked the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But the Viagra deal, when it came on the scene, what did you ever hear? I mean, all of a sudden it was just there with Bob Dole, which right away, that was the first time I heard of it. And it just was not a picture I wanted in my head.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
And he was the first one that I ever heard about Viagra from on that disgusting couple commercials he did. And ever since then, with the... I did not know our country had this flaccid problem.
Jackie, hold on. I got to do a break. I'm going to come back. Remember where we were. I didn't know the country had this flaccid problem. Let's pick it up there, so to speak, okay? We'll come right back to Jackie. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be free with me. I can't help it, can't help it, can't help it, can't help it, I can't help it, 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 can't help it.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-877-213-3200. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. It contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed said their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or waterbed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-877-213-3200 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-877-213-3200. That's 1-877-213-3200.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
Liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. We're talking with Jackie, who called in from Akron, Ohio. Now, where were we about America being flaccid or something?
Well, if you judge it by the number of commercials for all the drugs you've mentioned already, I mean, you would think that there wasn't anyone standing up. You know, I mean, that just appalls me.
Standing up for America, yeah.
Right,
I understand what you mean. Right.
But what really is the hypocrisy, like everything, is that I don't remember them debating about it, and I do believe it's covered on a lot of insurance. Just, you know, it just flew through whatever kind of hearings or whatever they needed to do, and still to this day, birth control in a lot of areas in this very country is not covered by some insurance, and it's still got a bad name. And as you know, they're trying, you know, the anti-human rights side of things here are trying to, you know, get rid of birth control if they could. I mean, I've heard some appalling things lately on that, but that isn't even. When you were talking, I got to go to something else real quick.
All right.
When you were talking about other nations in the world, do they believe him? Are they going to go for it? They have been right on about him from the beginning. Even remember in Canada when this whole thing started. Well, when Bush first stole the election, I don't know if she was like the under prime minister or whatever in Canada called him a moron.
Right.
Many times, and I mean they all see him, they're laughing at us, or now, I don't know if they're laughing anymore, it's too serious, but I think Europe is far braver than we are. They're allowed to say what they think over there.
Yeah, I think these world leaders are first of all, there's no doubt that they recognize the fact that Bush is just a moron, like the Canadian minister said.
Right, and I think they see the scary side of him, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Right.
They understand that he is a moron. They understand he's a dry drunk. They understand he's a drug user. They understand he's a liar. But they also understand that he has a nuclear arsenal. They also understand that he has access to the most destructive military in the history of the human race.
Well, I wish some country would come over here and change our regime and help spread freedom and liberty over here for, you know, maybe Canada could come down and help us out.
Better that we should do it ourselves at some
right,
point, right?
But evidently nobody here cares because for all these years now, we still haven't even tried this. Oh, my God.
That is
what kills me the worst of every outrage that happens every single day is that people aren't screaming bloody murder every day. That is what just appalls me.
I hear you. Thanks, Jackie.
I know. I love you. Thanks.
Thanks for checking in. Yeah, the pain for Americans just hasn't gotten intense enough or widespread enough. You know, we have 1,500. Is it up to 1,500 now? Dead Americans as a result of Bush's murder in the Middle East. We have tens of thousands of dead Iraqis as a result of Bush's murder in the Middle East. We have a country that's going bankrupt. We have environmental issues that are being flushed down a filthy commode. But still, the pain is not intense enough yet. When the pain gets intense enough, and I don't know if even that will make a difference. If these polling numbers are true that I don't know what a third of or a fifth of or a half of or whatever the number is, Americans who reject the idea of evolution, who believe that what passes for the Bible, you know, the Old Testament, a history of a certain group of people, the New Testament totally jiggered and jerked around to satisfy early Christian so-called leaders who said, well, let's suppress the women part of this. Let's increase the power of this. Let's move this over here. And then you have these priests and ministers going around and say, well, no, this is the inerrant word of God. No, it isn't, you morons. It's the word of people who decided what would be prominent and what wouldn't. And these are the ones who are saying, none of this stuff matters. None of this stuff matters. Bankruptcy? That earthquake in Iran today, that's God signaling George to go ahead and invade. Right? Isn't that the skinny on the religious stations now? God finds so much favor in George Bush that when he talks about Iran and how we're going to bring freedom to Iran, God hears and God reacts by sending an earthquake and in a preliminary bout kill a couple thousand Iranians. Make the pile higher. Make the pile higher. When the pile of corpses is high enough, this fake Christ that they have invented will step out of the fake heaven and come down with the fake rapture. It must be hell being a real Christian right now. I mean somebody who really, honestly, truthfully, deeply believes in the words of Jesus Christ. It must be awful. It must be awful to see what they have done to your faith, to your religion. Man. So as far as these issues are concerned, Bush, remember, Bush is Jesus' little brother, his in-the-flesh brother. You want proof? Look what happened to Iran in the past 24 hours, right? There you go. Look at the tsunami. You think that was a tectonic plate shift deep in the bottom of the ocean? Nah, hell no. That was George Bush's God wiping out 250,000 Muslims to make an exclamation point at the end of the sentence that says, I'm going to kill Iraq. That's how these people think. And it's just, I don't know, it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary, isn't it? Huh? Until rational human beings get control, I would imagine, of this government, I would imagine every time Bush goes someplace, not only is the security not unlike that they should have had around Julius Caesar and didn't, but the fear and loathing that he spreads no matter where he goes is just, I don't know, man. Oh, Lord. Where's Hunter Thompson when you need him, right? We'll be back. Stay with us. Quick break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As the AFL-CIO prepares for its winter meeting in a week in Las Vegas, the labor movement is facing the possibility of far-reaching change. Reform of the AFL-CIO is being pushed by the SEIU and several other unions that have weighed in, including the Teamsters and the Communications Workers of America. As the reform proposals swirl, John Wilhelm, president of Unite Here, the Hotel Workers Union, is indicating interest in opposing AFL-CIO president John Sweeney. Sweeney says, though he already has enough solid support lined up to keep his leadership position, with support from public employee unions like AFSCME, as well as the communications workers, the machinists, and many smaller unions. Sweeney will be shoring up his support as he outlines a way forward to grow the labor movement at the upcoming winter meeting in Las Vegas. Wilhelm himself isn't publicly saying yet whether he will run against Sweeney or not. Wilhelm reportedly, though, has the support of the SEIU and Unite Here, and possibly the United Food and Commercial Workers, as well as the UAW. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
So, that car insurance quote you got online looks pretty good, but you don't have any other rates to compare it with, do you? It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors, plus an apples-to-apples comparison of how each company stacks up. Go to Progressive.com.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Health Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
I have arthritis in my knees. I was really confused because of all these drugs on the market that they say have terrible side effects. I went to my pharmacist. He said there's jointritis.
Jointritis has a fast-acting pain reliever, plus the triple skin conditioning power of lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Jointritis relieves even the worst minor arthritis pain.
My pharmacist recommended jointritis to me. Jointritis is a miracle.
Jointritis, today's smart, safe, effective way to relieve arthritis pain. Jointritis.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush has strongly dismissed allegations that he is preparing to strike Iran over its nuclear ambitions. He said the idea was ridiculous, and he endorsed European efforts to get Tehran to curb its nuclear program. Even so, he emphasized that all options are still on the table. NATO has agreed to help train and equip Iraqi troops. At a news conference with the NATO Secretary General, Bush thanked NATO for the Iraq commitment and for ongoing assistance in the security of Afghanistan. He called NATO the most successful alliance in the history of the world.
Because of NATO, Europe is whole and united and at peace.
A strong Pacific storm has parked itself just off the coast of California, and it is pounding the Los Angeles area with driving rain. Rainfall totals are estimated at 3 to 5 inches in coastal and valley areas and 7 to 10 inches in higher elevations. It's the fourth wettest season on record in the L.A. area. Emergency crews have had to respond to multiple landslides. A U.S. citizen stands accused in a plot to assassinate President Bush. Ahmed Omar Abu Ali, who last lived in Virginia, was being held in Saudi Arabia since 2003 and has been returned to the U.S. Ali's court-appointed attorney, Edward McMahon, says his client is innocent.
And I would ask everyone to remember that he fought and his family fought very hard for him to come back here and have a chance to actually have a fair trial. And he expects to have a fair trial in which he will be vindicated.
Court documents show he is charged with supporting the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Coalition and Iraqi forces are continuing to take the fight to insurgents seeking to disrupt the building of a democracy in Iraq. Army Brigadier General David Rodriguez says they went on the offensive in the last few days in an effort to put pressure on the insurgency. And General Rodriguez says they are still actively trying to capture Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
I guess I would characterize best as the noose is closing in the fact that we've got more of his associates and people in the last couple of weeks than we had before. But as far as how close that means to getting them, you know, I'd just be postulating.
Pope John Paul II has denounced homosexual marriages as part of what he calls a new ideology of evil. He makes the statement in his new book, Memory and Identity. Chicago Mayor Daley says he wonders why there's so much publicity about Walmart opening up a store in Chicago.
Well, I don't know why anybody's so excited, because in the suburban area they open it up every day. It's amazing how Walmart has opened up all in the suburban area. No one has said anything.
During Monday's groundbreaking ceremony on West North Avenue, protesters demonstrated nearby. They allege the retail giant discriminates against minority and small business contractors. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Mindy Smith.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. It's about 6 and a half past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. And let me just say it one more time. We're coming to you tonight from the studios of WSPD in Toledo, Ohio. And as kind of professional courtesy, I guess, they offered the studio for us to use while we're in the city. We will be here again tomorrow night and then back on the road, possibly broadcasting tomorrow night, I'm sorry, Thursday night from a station in Kentucky or Tennessee. If not, it'll be a Best of Malloy program on Thursday. We will be back in the Atlanta area on Friday and back live in the home studio, okay? We appreciate the fact that Air America and this radio station made these allowances for Kathy and I to come to Toledo for the memorial service for my sister. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We have lots of stuff to still talk about, so let's get it on. Deborah is calling from Long Island. Deborah, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, no problem. It was well worth it. I mean, a few of the things that I wanted to say were said already. A gal in Akron.
Yeah.
She said about the birth control pills. It hit it right on the head.
So to speak.
Because it's like, hello. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hello, we're trying to feed ourselves and not create all these people here to support, and you're worried about ED. Okay, we'll figure that one out.
Right.
And you're just so right about that crime family, the Bush people. It's like, where I am in Florida, 79 people voted for him. 5,000 people did not.
Mm-hmm.
He stole that election.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that means he won in that county or that precinct. He won. He had to win.
79 people had to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like his baby brother. I mean, we were talking about the environmental impact of everything. They, instead of fixing the car, sticking the thing in the tailpipe, instead of fixing the problem, they just got rid of it.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't even do that there. I have a home on Long Island. That's where I am right now. And we do everything here by the book. I mean, we set up out machines better, and it's just like what you said, it's true. He's just destroying America. And, yes, the Democrats had it in the black. and he's bleeding us dry.
Well, you know, let me ask you, because every once in a while I like to ask this question specifically of somebody who calls into this program, Deborah. Why is he doing this?
You know, I have no clue, but it started, like you said, with Reagan and Papa Bush. I really wanted to give to the tsunami people. And then when I saw Clinton with Papa Bush on that commercial, it jarred me so much that I didn't know who to give to anymore.
I hear you.
I mean, the two of them together, it just turned me around. And why is he doing this? I don't know. But we're going to be speaking another language.
Yeah, probably so. Do you think it's a religion thing? Do you think that Bush Jr. and these right-wingers, these Christian fundamentalists, do you think that they really... I don't know your faith. Do you have one?
I'm a Roman Catholic, and these people are embarrassing the heck out of me.
Well, how is it that? I mean, this rapture thing, do they think that it doesn't matter? Destroy the environment, destroy the economy, kill people,
you,
it doesn't matter?
Between me and you, they're hiding behind the Bible and they're all going to hell. Am I allowed to say that word?
Yeah, you are. All after right. Some of the words I said, you can say hell, sure.
God bless you. You know, you're like me. I mean, I scream it through the streets, but nobody hears me. They just think I'm a lunatic, but that's okay. You just keep thinking, I'm going to heaven, and I ain't going to see you again.
Right, right.
We'll be together. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks, Deborah.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. That's what I was saying a minute ago. I don't care if you're Protestant or Catholic. If you really believe your faith and I'm not talking about your dogma. I know the Catholic Church's position on a lot of issues is not what a lot of people who go to Catholic Church and practice that faith really believe. I mean, I understand that. But it must be hell, huh? So to speak. To be a believer in the simple message that you find at the heart of Christianity. And have to deal with these people who saying they are Christians. I don't care if they're Protestant or Catholic. It must be awful. It must be awful. I don't know if I were of that faith. I don't know how I could do that. And I'm no hyperbole here. I mean it. I don't know how I could do it. I don't know how some of you maintain unless you just see the bigger picture. Just like Deborah said, you see the bigger picture and you say to yourself, these are not. Christians, you know, Protestant or Catholic. They're not. These are people who are perverting my faith. I guess that's the way you do it. I don't know. Why don't the Jews or the Hindus have these problems? I guess the Muslims do too. There must be Muslims, right? There must be Muslims who see certain forms of Islam as being not what the Prophet Muhammad wrote about. I don't know. It's all too scary for me. Valik is calling from California. Am I saying your name right? Valik?
Hola, Valik.
Valik. Valik.
Oh, cool. I didn't know if my phone was wrong or how this worked. I was calling because all of these distractions that the Bush administration is putting forth, this Jeff Gannon story, who, by the way, is gay, I've done the research, I'm a gay man, and top means gay.
right, okay.
Let's see, what else? All of the Social Security stuff. By the way, leave it to the Bush administration to create a distraction that not only is a distraction, but completely destroys something that's worked for, what, 40, 50, 60 years, something like that?
More like about 75 or 80,
it's worked for 75 years, and he's going to completely destroy it. And it's a big distraction to keep the American public away from what is going on in Iraq. That is all it is.
All right, let me ask you the same thing, Valik, that I asked Deborah. Why is he doing this?
It's his corporate buddies. I mean, it all boils down.
But what do they have to gain? If they destroy the U.S. credit rating, if they destroy our money, if they destroy the environment, if they destroy the economy, what the hell do they have to gain?
It's the 2%. It's the 2%. The rest of us are screwed in the 2%. Stay incredibly rich and gain more. It's greed. It's all about greed. He who has the most money and craves even more is just greedy.
Yeah.
You know, and these people are not Christian. I'm a Catholic. As a Hispanic man, I, you know, am devout Catholic. And no, I'm not anti-gay, obviously. But these people are completely perverting what what the Bible teaches. They're completely destroying the Christian faith. And you know what? I'm surprised. When George Bush said, oh, God told me to invade Iraq, I'm surprised a couple of people didn't stand back a little bit, wait for a lightning bolt to come down.
Well, I know, except, you know, to somebody who is more or less atheistic as I am, it's like a lightning bolt from where? You know, from what? What? You know, a couple of clouds get together? No,
that's
it's just
the
like...
the wonderful thing about America. You can believe or not believe.
Or not believe. This thing about the earthquake in Iran that occurred when? Yesterday? And I don't know what the death count is up to now. They have earthquakes in that area of the world constantly. Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Turkey. So, but it's my understanding now, because I heard this on some of these Christian radio stations floating around the city of Toledo today, that this is God reinforcing George W. Bush's belief that he's going to go into Iran, take their oil, kill as many as necessary to kill, and convert them all to this wonderful Christianity that he practices. How, you know, what do you do with something like that?
We need to take our country back. We're in an era now where church and state is no longer a separate entity, where lies and failure are rewarded. You know, where these people obviously, if they don't have bloodlust, they obviously they're just greedy. But this is what it strikes me as. Church and state are no longer separate. You know, the faith-based initiative, everything.
Right.
George Bush is playing to the religious fanatical right. Not the people like you and me, the center. He's playing to the right-wing nutbags.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say that on the radio?
You just did. I gotta ask you something, Val. Like, I've always wanted to ask somebody this on the radio. You say you're a gay man and you're a devout Catholic. I don't know if you listened, heard our news, Air America Radio Network News.
Well, I listen to you every day.
Well, the Pope has a new book out where he says that homosexual marriage, or the effort to establish that as a sacrament, is his word, evil, a new form of evil. How do you maintain, as a Catholic, when the head of your church says that about you?
Well, it's not all about the church. It's not all about dogma. Being a Christian is about simple things that Jesus teaches.
Well, I understand,
love thy neighbor.
Right,
you know,
but being
do unto others is that you would have them do unto you.
I understand, but being a Catholic carries with it certain definite rules, and I don't know. I'm not trying to pin you down. I just always find that interesting that somebody can maintain a belief in a system that in fact condemns them. I don't know. Valak, thanks for calling in. Call again, okay? We got a break here. Fast break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine.
That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now, 800-243-1483.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
For the first time, the federal government is asking the question, can our children actually read? And see, I feel comfortable asking that question because I believe every child can read.
Jesus. 20, it'd be great, right, if you were part of a comedy routine. You know, if this jerk had a show like The Daily Show, but that's not the case. Scott Ritter, did you hear about this? Scott Ritter was at, where was he? In Washington State the other day. He was appearing with a journalist there. He said two things that... part of the press is referring to as bombshells. It was at Olympia, Washington's Capitol Theater, apparently. And you know who he is, ex-Marine captain, United Nations inspector, who just freaked when he saw what was going to happen. This is a guy who's been in combat, like so many people who have been in combat in a command position, and then goes on to work to try to prevent a second war, finds the evidence that a second war is not necessary, and has that evidence shoved down a rat hole. You know how he freaked. He said that Bush has signed off, his words, signed off on plans to bomb Iraq in June of 2005. Five, that's June coming. And claimed that the U.S. military mission in Iraq manipulated the elections there that were held at the end of January. He said that it is the duty of Americans, this is what he said, it's the duty of Americans to protect the U.S. Constitution by taking action to bring an end to the illegal war in Iraq. I wonder what he means by that, you know? Take action to bring an end to the illegal war in Iraq. He said that knowledgeable sources that he has. I don't know. What the hell does knowledgeable sources mean, right? Everything Scott Ritter has said so far, though, has turned out to be true. So, I don't know. You put it in that context, He said that knowledgeable sources inside the Bush crime family say that our people cooked the results of the election in Iraq. It's just not an assumption on his part. That's what he's claiming. Now, you know, Bush calls the elections in Iraq, Bush's words, a turning point in the history of Iraq, a milestone in the advance of freedom. Woo-hoo! Oh, God. Yeah, it was, wasn't it, huh? Ritter said that U.S. authorities in Iraq had manipulated the results in order to reduce the percentage of the vote received by the United Iraqi Alliance. Manipulated it down from almost 60% down to 48%. That is, the United Iraqi Alliance is the major Shiite organization. They're the ones that are aligned with Iran. Ritter went on to say that an official involved in the manipulation was his source, and that this would soon be reported by a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist in a major metropolitan magazine. Gee, I wonder if he's talking about Seymour Hersh, who writes for The New Yorker. Well, of course he does. Now, if you remember back in January, Hersh had had an article titled The Coming Wars, and that's where he talked about that Iran's the next target, and the Bush crime family was already conducting secret reconnaissance missions inside Iran since at least last summer. Ritter went on to say that although the peace movement failed to stop the war in Iraq, it had a chance to stop the expansion of the war to other nations like Iran and Syria. And then he said the time is going to come when we will look at the war in Iraq as, what was his exact words here? The war in Iraq might be remembered as a relatively minor event that preceded an even greater conflagration. And then this case about the American, I guess he's, I don't know. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for? Not nationality. Nationality, he's an American. But his name is Ahmed Omar Abu Ali, Virginia man. What do you call that? Not his nationality, but his ancestry would probably, like, you know, my nationality. I'm American, but I'm Italian. So I guess his ancestry is obviously from a Muslim country, unless he's a convert. He's from Virginia. He's been charged with plotting with Middle East terrorists to assassinate Bush, either by shooting him on the street or detonating a car bomb or jamming a pretzel in his throat, according to the Justice Department. Now, according to his lawyer, he was sent to Saudi Arabia where he's been tortured for a couple of years and somehow got out of prison, came back, and now he's going to be tried for plotting to kill the president. Well, that's a moment that I'm sure media has been looking forward to. I'm sure Rove has been looking forward to. Oh, our president is an almost martyr, huh? That'll play well with the knuckle-draggers in the red states, won't it? We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and the supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush was the president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered. Who's the model of a major union? SEIU President Andy Stern is stepping up to big labor and bellying up to the progressive bar. Plus, the investigation goes anon, anon, and anon. Pat boils the oil for food scandal down to the basics. Core Laboratories. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
Liz Winstead and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
on Iran, I hope we can do the same thing. Continue to work with the world to convince the Iranian mullahs to abandon their nuclear ambitions. We work very closely with the foreign ministers of France, Germany, and Great Britain, who have been the folks delivering the message to the mullahs that if you expect to be part of the world and nations, get rid of your nuclear programs.
Oh, shut up. The mullahs? Hey, man, how much moolah you got? Well, let me check. Let's see. 10, 20, I've got 27 and some change here. How much moolah you got? You got any nuclear moolah? Eh? Hey, man, my moolah glows in the dark because, you know, like it's nuclear. Jesus. I wonder if he would say, call a priest a priest, or a rabbi a rabbi, or a ribbi. Moolah. Moolah, moolah, moolah. This guy is so stupid. Oh, never mind. What the hell? I could spend 3 hours every night saying, he's stupid, he's stupid, he's stupid, he's stupid. Good Lord. Kevin is calling from Connecticut. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
It's a joy listening to you, by the way, and Randy Rhodes, too. I think you guys have kept me sane for a while now.
Yeah, we got to get Randy back on her feet and back on the job.
So I called you because, you know, a few years ago I did a big thesis on our behavior in Iran from 1953 to 1979.
Yeah, not very well behaved, were we?
Well, no, because I crack up talking about revisionist history. The right wing likes to revise history and blame everything on Jimmy Carter, President Carter. But if you really read the history. And when Nixon was president, we were selling them arms at exorbitant rates, like really to the point where the Democrats like Lee Hamilton in the Congress said, we're selling Iran these weapons at too high of a pace, and the fact that during the reason Khomeini came back, now he came back at when Carter was president, but you know he start it was because Kissinger was telling the Shah, if you got to kill as many people as you have to, and be as brutal as you have to, go ahead. You know, Henry Kissinger. So,
sure.
You know, all this talk about Jimmy Carter being the only guy, reason that the Shah fell is a lie. Okay, it's
yes.
Not factual. Now, yeah, I mean, Carter didn't do a, perhaps he wasn't. Correct on a few things that enabled Khomeini to come back, but by and large, you know, the Shah was sick, and he wasn't a pulse on his own country, and I think Carter made some mistakes, but believe me, it wasn't just Carter. I mean, the brutality wasn't just when Carter was president; it was probably more prevalent when Nixon and Kissinger were in office.
Well, you know, let's go back to Eisenhower. It was in 1953,
right,
when Eisenhower was president, that we sent a couple of CIA hitmen over,
right,
to overthrow the government of Mohammad Mossadegh, who was elected to be that country's leader by the Iranian parliament, which is how they elected their leaders.
Oh, you're
so, so we threw him out, and then we bring in the Shah, who was in exile.
Yep.
And as I've said on this program before, the first thing the Shah did was work with the forerunner to our CIA to set up a secret police organization that would have rivaled the SS in Nazi Germany.
Oh, you're absolutely correct, and you know, and it's funny because I study this stuff, you know, and I'm in graduate school, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you read, like, I read a lot about other countries, Saudi Arabia, I read a lot about them, and a lot about Iran, and it's really amazing that the Iranians and during that time frame knew so much about David Rockefeller. I mean, it's amazing that these people knew so much about him and his shenanigans. Of course, you know, he's with him and Kissinger were, you know, all part of that establishment, the banking. And the other fact is, it's funny because a lot of dissidents in Saudi Arabia, Saad al-Faki and other people, they know all about Kissinger and Kissinger's what he wanted for the Middle East and the Gulf region, and it's really amazing. I talk to professors that I have, friends, and we talk. It's amazing how these people we think are so crazy over there, how they know so much about what our people are up to over there. And they know these people by name, and they know what they're into and want.
Sure.
And yet we want to look at these people as crazy radicals. But no, they know what we're doing in their country. And I do think that we are making a big mistake going into Iran. Iran is not, they're not dopes over there, neither are their leadership. And I want to say one last thing, if I may, that I think that we are fighting essentially proxy wars for neocons' buddies in Tel Aviv. And I hate to say it like that, but if you read The Clean Break in 96, written for Netanyahu by a lot of these neocons, compare that with Bush's national security strategy of 2002, and you tell me if there's not similarities, identical language in the two documents.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say it like that, but as far as I'm concerned, we're fighting proxy wars for Mr. Sharon in Israel right now.
Yeah, and anybody who can't handle the truth about Israeli government policy, people who want to say, well, if you criticize Sharon, if you criticize Netanyahu, if you criticize anything Israel does, you are automatically a Jew hater and anti-Semite. You know, when I hear that, I get emails like that. I just delete the message or email back and say, you know, go straight to hell. You're out of your mind. As long as Israel is a sovereign nation, and as long as Israel is a nuclear power, and as long as Israel does what any nation does, it is subject to the same criticism of, say, United States, Great Britain, Germany, Russia, Japan, any country that has a foreign policy that uses that foreign policy for plans or events or circumstances that are open to criticism, then so be it. It's open to criticism. So I don't subscribe to the idea that you can't criticize Israeli foreign policy and it's happened to me. It's happened to me for 20 years.
Don't worry about it, Mike. I want to say another thing that, you know, the UN Resolution 687, you know what it called for as well? Okay, all these people say Saddam did not adhere to UN resolutions. Well, 687 called for a nuclear-free Middle East, and Turkey and Israel both have nuclear weapons.
Right.
So are we adhering to resolution 687?
Of course not.
Are we making nations have a nuclear-free Middle East? No, we're not. So are we upholding even that resolution we said Iraq was not upholding? No, because we're not implementing and enforcing that whole resolution which calls for nuclear-free Middle East. And why are the right-wingers so inconsistent with their language? And I'd like to debate any right winger any day of the week.
Well, it'll never happen. They won't debate. Kevin, thanks.
Take care, Mike.
Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, Kissinger's bloody handprints are, it's not just the Middle East. Kissinger's bloody handprints are all over Southeast Asia, all over Central America, all over South America. I mean, this is a guy, Henry Kissinger, who, working in as many administrations as he worked in, but especially the Nixon years, created the conditions for more torture and disappearances and destabilized governments and repressive regimes than anyone on a global basis than anyone I could think of. On a global basis. Yeah, Stalin was a real animal where it concerned Eastern Europe. Yeah, Mao was a real a bloodthirsty thug where it concerned millions of people, hundreds of millions of people in China. You know, the world has had a series of tyrants in the 20th century that were just almost godlike in their tyranny. I'm talking about the kinds of gods that would bring entire nations down just for sport. You know, I'm talking about the mythology. Well, Kissinger is in there, too. Kissinger is right in there with the slaughter. Pol Pot, the slaughter in Cambodia, never would have happened without Kissinger's assistance. The slaughter in North Vietnam never would have happened, and South Vietnam, and all of those 58,000 names on the wall in D.C. of Americans. But the 3 million Indochinese, that would not have happened without Kissinger's bloody handprints. When you look at Central America and South America, this is a man who has
I don't know what words to put it in. I just don't. And I wondered to myself how I've never read any of his books. I never read any of Nixon books, Nixon's books either. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I never read Mein Kampf either. My struggle, you know, to hell with that. So I can't think of an American in the late 20th century who had more influence on death and destruction than Henry Kissinger, his policies. This is a guy who better be careful whatever country he goes to. How many countries have want to arrest him? How many countries want him as a material witness, if not a war criminal? And every time I happen to look at cable television when they've opened up his crypt door and brought him out to appear on MSNBC or CNN as an expert on something, and I look at him and listen to him.
Yes, well, I do not think that, you know, maybe this is not what would you, you know, I like to drink blood.
You know, every time I hear him, he reminds me of Vlad the Impaler, doesn't he? Where do we get these people? We'll be back. This is Air America.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over-the-counter at drugstores everywhere.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew of Air America people who, and people who are not connected with Air America, but who contribute to this program anyway. Our engineers in New York City, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Our associate producer up there, Linda Blake. Also, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Chris in Minnesota, senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. And Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Once again, we'll be here same time, same place tomorrow night. And then we're going to be on the road Thursday. I don't know if we're going to have a live program Thursday or not, but tune in, okay? You will tune in, right? You will be here, right? Alejandro is calling from New York. Alejandro, welcome to the program.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I did want to second the last caller's, I guess, thoughts that wonderful to hear you, and that thought you did a great job on Randy's show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll be back there, by the way, next Monday. I'll be filling in for her, and probably the Monday after that, till she comes back.
I guess I just wanted to speak a little bit to what you'd been talking about an hour and a half ago, in terms of, I guess, the way the right, this administration approaches any kind of criticism or anything that may be negative to what their agenda is. And you pointed out to that they'll always point out the impatriotism of criticizing them, especially when it comes to the war. Also, I guess I wanted to add to that and say that there seems to be kind of a systematic approach to the way they, I guess, talk about things, and especially anything negative. For example, any kind of reports, not the Tugger report, the 9/11 Commission report, they spin it in a manner that, I mean, it's blatant lies. They do say, you know, this is, it obviously those reports will say, you know, there was torture going on, or, you know, they were responsible for a lot of what occurred before 9/11, but they spin it, they basically say, you know what, this is good for us. The Cooper Report actually vindicates us. These were military individuals that just sadists, just a few sadists in our midst. I guess to my point, I wanted you to comment on how do you combat the fact that they don't really care about individuals like yourself or myself that read The Nation, read The New York Times, or may dig into this deeper and understand and fully know that they're lying. Mm-hmm. They will just say, you know what, this is good, and they're reaching out to the 70 or 80% that really don't take the time to really vet through the information that's there. I just wanted to get your thoughts on how, in the long run, do we combat that? Because it's pretty effective. They ultimately can say whatever they feel like, and people may watch 10, 20 minutes of the news, may read a snippet here and there, but in the long run, they're not really aware of the fact behind the information.
You know, that's a good question, Alejandro, but if I had an answer, I would give it to liberals or progressives or Howard Dean maybe or the Democratic Party and say, look, You know, here's the solution to this. Here's how to get our country back. But the fact is, you know, I don't know. The stipulation that you had in your question that 70-80% of Americans...
That's just, you know, just opining. But I would imagine they don't care about...
No, they don't care about you.
Yourself.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
Myself, who understand that, because they know that we're a minority.
Exactly.
Of the people that are out there. I believe that Air America is a very good start in kind of trying to combat that.
I think so.
But I was just wondering, in the long run, is there any way to kind of counter that? Because it's extremely effective. I don't think there's going to be anything that we're going to be able to do to kind of counter that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I hear your concern. I do. Alejandro, let me leave it there. Because we're just about out of time. I get what you're saying. It's basically one of the themes, or I should say it's one of the themes that is a basic part of this program. We have become a politically illiterate society. We really have. And as a result of that partial vacuum, in has rushed propagandists, charlatans, freaks, liars, drug users, not that there's anything wrong with that, drug abusers is what I'm trying to say, warmongers, killers, they have rushed into the vacuum, the political vacuum that was created by Americans who said, well, you know, it's not my problem. Now, how to get it back? I believe in the idea of organizing. That's why I say we're not going to get... I won't be alive to see it come back, because we're talking about 30, 40 years of organizing. You know, you got to be below a certain age right now if you want to see this country get back on track. I honestly believe that. If there's a planet left to get a country back on track in... That's a hell of a sentence, but you know what I'm saying. These people, the Bush administration... The fake Christian right wing in this country, the neocons, i.e. the Nazis, they're hell-bent on one thing and one thing only, and that's destruction. I know why the fake Christians are doing it, because they honestly believe, they do, they honestly believe. They're not inherently evil people, they're just ignorant, and out of their ignorance comes mountains of death and destruction. They believe, you see, that enough poison on this planet, and their Redeemer will return. Now, to me, that's sick. Who in the hell would want a Redeemer like that to begin with? So I have no answer, Alejandro. I don't. Just organize. Fight against it. Fight the power. Fight for oxygen. I guess. Right? Ay, 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 ay. Thanks for participating tonight. All right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. All right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no obligation.